Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb. In for Colin Cowherd. Listen on the iHeartRadio app on Fox Sports Radio or foxsportsradio.com. Thanks so much. So there's news from the NBA. And that news is Kyrie Irving has requested and received permission from the Nets to find a sign-and-trade offer from other teams. Kevin Durant still hasn't spoken to the Nets front office. By the way, the Nets not interested in Russell Westbrook. That from the New York Daily News. Then this from Adrian Wojnarowski. Outside the Lakers, there are currently no known NBA teams planning to pursue a signing trade for Kyrie Irving. No signing trades can formally be discussed until after 6 p.m. on Thursday. Brooklyn isn't believed to have interest in available Lakers packages. So now it comes down to Kyrie, a game of chicken. He has his $36 million option. He can sign it. Or he can opt out. He can sign with the Lakers for their $6 million mid-level exemption. Excuse me. That deadline is Wednesday to decide on the option. So we'll know a little bit more about as of Wednesday. But there's all kinds of famous references, right? Remember the Little Mermaid signed away her soul? Do you guys remember that? All she wanted was legs. She just wanted to be a regular woman and pursue that dude. And I'll sign my soul. Sure. How'd that work out? Well, I mean, she ended up working out for her, but it took a Disney movie to make it happen. And that's what happened with the Nets. Right? The Nets were, and go back and look, when they had Kenny Atkinson and they went to rebuild mode, they were like a 500 team. And they were fun. They played true analytics basketball. They got way more out of their pieces than their pieces would be worth individually. And they were fun. And they played for each other. They played with great effort. And they got after it every day. It does happen in the NBA, and it does work in the NBA. And I think that's why Sean Marks said what he said. Like, look, when, at the end of the season, Ben Simmons didn't play, right? They had to, after they made the trade for James Harden, they had all kinds of other issues. I mean, in all honesty, you can't win with two little guys like Patty Mills and Seth Curry on the court at the same time. I mean, it was a flawed roster. LaMarcus Aldridge was washed. So was Blake Griffin. They're all washed and over the hill. Like, what are you going to do? But there's still the question about Kyrie. And the Kyrie thing is not just about the vaccine. Yes, lots of people either lost their jobs or lost the faith of people they work for, not because they didn't want to take the vaccine, but because of, look, these are the rules of the time. If you wanted to play, you really want to win, be a part of it, this is what you got to do. He wouldn't do it. But there's more to it than that. Like, all these other, why wouldn't my team want Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving is as talented with the basketball, maybe as anybody who's ever played the game. You know, we do this thing on my show. It's called That's Baseball. Short segment, and the idea is, how do you explain something that can't possibly be explained? That's baseball. You know? I mean, Ole Miss is the perfect example. Last team in the field of the College Baseball World Series. Okay, last team in, and they end up winning the College Baseball World Series, sweeping Oklahoma. Congratulations to the Rebels. But how do you explain that? It's baseball. How do you explain Mike Trout going like 3 weeks without a hit when he's the best player in baseball? It's baseball. Well, the same can be said for Kyrie. Like, how do you explain a guy who is inarguably as talented with the basketball as anybody in the NBA? And though he's had a bunch of injuries, it's not like it's taken away from his talent. He's had everything has been hurt. Everything. It's almost like that old game of Operation, right? Like, he's, everything has been taken out and replaced, whatever. But he's still, when right, a walking bucket. So how do you explain a guy who is that talented and you don't have a single NBA team going like, yeah, we'll do a sign and trade? Well, because there's more to sports, but especially basketball, than just raw talent. We're seeing some of it in football with some of these high-priced wide receivers, and the teams are like, you know, we love you, you're super talented, but if you want to be the highest paid guy at your position in the league, we're just going to trade you and we'll get two guys that'll play for half as much. We'll draft one, you know, that'll make almost nothing. And we may not get you, but we get a chance to put a whole better team around. So I think a lot of it in the NFL is financial, but some of it is the egos run amok. So take a good look at this, though. Basketball specifically is a game where everyone knows somebody who was really talented that didn't make it. Everyone knows guys that did make it but couldn't win big, even though they were really, really talented. It's not always all on them. Some of it is the team you surround them with, the coach you have coached them, the offense they run, the position, the luck of who's healthy and who's injured. A lot of those things can derail you. But we have enough info on Kyrie Irving that if you say, if a general manager calls a head coach and says, hey, why don't you come to my office? So listen, we got a call today. Kyrie Irving could be available. So a coach processes it as, wait a second, here's a guy who doesn't always show up to work. Remember, it's not just the vaccine. Go back to last year. Do you guys remember when Kyrie just no-showed for a couple weeks? Not only did he no-show, but he never called Steve Nash or texted Steve Nash like, hey, I'm not coming in to work today. Try that on your boss. See how it works. You know? Like, you know, these coaches, the job isn't just subbing guys in and out and drawing little squiggly lines on it. Like, you got to set your lineups in place. You talk and meet with your coaching staff and try and find out matchups and mismatches and rotations and what we're going to do. And everybody has to be on board. And, you know, one afternoon he just didn't show up to work. And that went on for a couple weeks. It was the same guy who said, do we really need a coach? So he helped get Kenny Atkinson fired, who people like. And I would say that Kenny Atkinson turning down the Charlotte job after accepting the Charlotte job only tells you he feared another sort of Kyrie sort of situation, would be my guess. Hey, I'm surrounded by the best dudes ever in Golden State. I'm going to ride this thing out. Why would I go? Just because I've been a head coach. I don't need to be a head coach again unless it's going to work. And I'm not convinced it's going to work. Makes sense to me. Culture does matter. Guys, commitment to team matters. So the coach is going to be like, meh. And the general manager is going to sit there and go like, I don't know. You know, what do I got to give up? Then I got to give him a max contract. He might show, he might not. This is the kind of guy that will get you fired. Everyone wants to win, but everybody also really wants to keep their job. So you look at the Nets, and here's a team that had a great culture. And it was built, you know, it was built by Sean Marks, who's their GM. Sean Marks was asked at the end of the season about whether or not they were going to committed to Kyrie long term. This was his answer.
Is the organization committed to Kyrie long term?
Yeah, look, I think that's something we've been discussing and we will continue to debrief on and discuss throughout this offseason. And it's honestly not just Kyrie. I mean, you bring Kyrie up, but we have decisions to make on a variety of different free agents throughout our roster. We haven't had any of those discussions yet, so it would be unfair for me to comment on, you know, how it looks with us and Kyrie, because to be quite frank, he has some decisions to make on his own, what he's going to do with his player option and so forth like that. But I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
I mean, those are shots right across the bow. And he's, and look, in fairness to Sean, he's saying like, look, this is not Kyrie specific. This is everybody. I want a team full of dudes that show up to work every day and just want to win and want to play together. But these are all things that run counter to what Kyrie has been doing and how he's been doing it. And look, this is not me saying it. Right? The problem, I think, oftentimes with what we do in the media, okay, what guys do in those debate shows where they shout is they're giving their opinion on things that they may or may not know something about, which they're entitled to do. They're empowered by TV companies or radio companies or whatever, and they're giving their thoughts. And then, of course, you have some of these former players that come in, and some of them have they're far more educated because they've been in the league and they know guys on these teams now, or they know the players that we're talking about. They know what their reputation is. And that to me is more valuable. But the real value, the only thing that actually matters, is what the league thinks. The only thing that actually matters is what the league thinks. And how do you know what the league thinks? Nobody wants him. Now, some of that could be that he wants a max guaranteed contract. Some of that could be that you got to give some back in return, and that you may think that he's going to opt out and you could get a bidding war at a much lower rate and you don't have to give up anything in return. All of that is possible. But when you have a guy who's won a championship, played well in game 7 of an NBA finals, carried teams offensively. Hell, last year before he got hurt, they were smacking around the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, let's not get it twisted. He's healthy. They beat the Bucks. They might have won a championship last year, even with a half-healthy, half-hearted effort from James Harden. But the league is what matters. They're not always right, but more often than not, there's no collusion there. 30 teams go like, eh, kind of over the Kyrie thing. the franchise player that doesn't want to lead a franchise, the guy who doesn't want to be coached, the guy who's a bad teammate because when he gets to a new spot, he can't wait to get rid of his current teammates to bring in some of his boys. The guy who's always injured, always has something to say. None of it is about everybody else. It's only about his thoughts that he thinks we should wait on bated breath for. And the Nets either didn't know this or just bit the apple and said, you know what? She's the pretty girl at the, Kyrie's the pretty girl at the bar you cannot believe is sitting alone. I'll go take a swing. And then you understand why she was sitting alone at the bar. Right? They sold their souls. And now you're probably going to have to light a match and start all over. I'll get an opinion of the situation from a guy who played, guy who lived it. Eddie House will join me. Of course, Eddie played with the Celtics, won a championship in 08. He's played with LeBron. We'll get his thoughts on Kyrie. That's upcoming next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day, whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade. At The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, wherever you're listening. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Herdline News upcoming, plus best for last. I don't think you want to miss that one. But let's welcome in Eddie House, of course, NBA analyst, former NBA player, member of the Celtics NBA championship team in 2008. And Eddie, I'm sure by now you've heard the story. Kyrie Irving has asked and received permission to seek a sign and trade. Adrian Wojnarowski saying nobody's biting as of now. The Nets don't want what the Lakers have so far offered in return. So his first option would be turn down the extension, $36 million, or the 1 year option, player option, $36 million, and sign a mid-level at $6 million. Would Kyrie do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm not turning no money down. I'm not leaving money on the table. And it doesn't matter how much, you know, people look and say how much you make or whatever, or how much you have made. You never get an opportunity to make that again like that. You know, this is an opportunity to try to maximize in a small window how much you can get. But with Kyrie, you never know. You know, this guy also said the earth is flat, you know. So, I mean, you never know what kind of decision that he's going to make. And, you know, it's hard for me if I'm an organization, really, to back anything that he is doing in particular, because he showed that at times he doesn't back the organization. You know, the organization could go to bat for him and do all the right thing, and then all of a sudden you look back and he's doing these other things that, you know, kind of does – It just doesn't equal out. You know, a relationship is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. And so if we're going to be in a relationship, we have to work together. So there is a give and take. And a lot of time, it's just been all take from Kyrie.
Would it work if he could make it work with the Lakers? Would it work with the Lakers?
I mean, now we've got to say our guy's going to stay healthy. You know, LeBron has not have been in the greatest of health, even though he's played well. You know, he's been missing games. AD has a history of missing games out of 10 years, I think, what, four seasons? He's played over 70 games. So, again, it would hinge on health. Would Kyrie and LeBron be able to get it done by themselves? I don't think so. They're not, you know, maybe, you know, when it happened, when they did beat the Golden State Warriors, yeah, that was different. LeBron was much younger, and Kyrie was a hungrier young man at the time. And I don't think that gets it done. I don't think that is beating the Golden State Warriors. I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors as the biggest problem to the NBA right now as far as who they can repeat, right? They are not only going to come back with what they have. Klay's going to be healthier. He's going to be a lot better than he was in these finals as far as offensively, and I even believe defensively. You're going to get Kuminga, who's going to be more incorporated into the offense, understanding the intricacies of the offense, so he'll be able to get out on the court and play a little bit more. Jordan Poole coming back, if Draymond comes back in shape. I mean, James Wiseman being back, I don't see how they got weaker. You know, they didn't lose anything. I feel like they're going to be better next year. So does Kyrie, to answer your question, no. That doesn't put the Lakers in championship contention in my book. There's a lot of other teams they got to get past.
If you're Kevin Durant, what do you do?
Whew, man, I first off, I have to have a real hard conversation with Kyrie and try to figure out, like, well, where were we going? You kind of talked me into coming here. This is like, what are we doing right now? But then after you get past all of that, I think he has to take a hard look at what his situation could be in. What is his situation? Is it to go down as probably one of the best scorers, individual scorers, one of the guys that, you know, went over to Golden State, got a couple of finals MVPs, and he's won MVP and some championships. And now, do you want to go do that again, or is it something that you want to build? Because I still think he's an attractive guy as far as somebody wants to play with him. You know, like, I would want to play with KD. He's not one of those selfish superstars, per se. He's very selfless. And I think that's the reason why you look at how him and Steph Curry was able to coexist, because it wasn't one of those guys that neither one of them were like, this is mine. Even though I believe Steph Curry's a dog, and I know deep down inside that's what he's saying and what he believes, he'll never come out publicly and say that, where some of these other guys will come out publicly and say it and cause problems and friction. But I think those two, they're two selfless individuals that are superstars in this game. And the one thing that they can do is, no matter what, they can attract people to come play with them because of their selflessness. So he had to take a long look, man, in the mirror and say, is Brooklyn where I want to try to do something and try to get other people to come here? Because obviously Kyrie doesn't want to be there, it seems like. Or do I move elsewhere? And then when you do that, you put the organization in a bad situation. And I look at it further than just right now. For all the other players that are wanting to sign big-time deals and have the power and have control over, the owners are going to start pushing back against that. So it's a slippery slope, and it's one of those careful, you have to be real careful about the the way you navigate, because it's not only going to affect what happens right now, but it can affect people coming up behind you in the future.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Eddie House, NBA champion, is joining us. Eddie, let me ask you about the Celtics. I know everybody thinks, hey, you just run it back, but Al Horford's a year older. The East, I mean, Chris Middleton will be back. The East, we don't know what happens with Brooklyn, but should continue to get better. What do you do if you're the Celtics in terms of trying to take that next step?
I think you have the trade exception that you have. I think it's somewhere around $17 million that where you could get somebody at that particular price if you make a move there. You have the mid-level exception where I think that you could probably bring in a veteran, a guy that can handle the basketball, that can get you in the offense, and you could depend on them to score but also be a really good defender. There's a few guys out there that we could look at. But then also I think as far as the core talent, right, I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, to me, are the two untradeables on that team. They're so young, they're so talented and so gifted. You might not ever get another guy that can do what they can do. And they're so young, like I said, they can continue to grow. As great as Marcus Smart has played, I don't think that he's not a guy that can be on the trade. Even though he's defensive player of the year, I believe, and trust me, I love Marcus Smart. But if it's him hinging on giving us another player to put them over the top that's a solidified score, then I don't think that you say we hold the deal up for that. But I'm not looking to trade any of them, to be honest with you. I think what you have to do is you have to find somebody that's going to be able to fill in what Al Horford does. I mean, Al Horford does fantastic things, but you're going to have to try to find somebody or maybe a couple guys that can bring you what Al Horford brings, okay? Maybe it's not a one guy in particular, but it's in a group fashion that I got two guys that can give me that. Rob Williams will come back healthy. I think they need to address their bench. That was the clear-cut difference in this finals, was their bench, and there was no bench presence in this finals like it was from the Golden State Warriors. So I think that's one thing that needs to be addressed. And, again, you have the $17 million trade exception that you have, and then you also have the mid-level exception. So you could go out and find a couple pieces that could help you put you over the top. But I'm not doing anything with that core, to be honest with you.
I'm with you. I'm completely and totally with you. Does the, like, Damian Lillard putting on Instagram a picture of him and Kevin Durant, does that work? Does that work for guys in terms of like a recruitment of a guy?
I don't think it does. I think, but what it does is at least let KD know, like, hey man, you got somebody that do want to play with you. It seems like somebody doesn't want to play with you, and they keep putting you in a bad way. Come over here. You almost like River say, you tired of people dancing in the videos. Come to Death Row. It's almost like what he's saying to him. It's kind of funny. So, you know, I look at it like Dame knows that he needs somebody else over there. He needs a lot of help over there, and KD would definitely make them be loud. Would that instantly – do I think that would make them better than Golden State? I still don't think that they have a deep enough team to beat Golden State, but they could be right there knocking on the door. And the Memphis Grizzlies is another team that's right there knocking on the door. So it will make for exciting basketball. You know, the change of landscape sometimes is really good for the NBA when you see players in different conferences or on different teams, and it can change up where the league is kind of going. You know, it's not the same of the same. Like, you know, we kind of got bored of Cleveland and Golden State every single year, and I don't think Golden State's going anywhere, so they're going to be there. And I'm not bored with greatness, and I think what they have going on is great in that organization from top to bottom. So I never get bored with greatness. I just embrace it and really enjoy it. And what you have to do is if you are a competitor, you're trying to beat that, and that's what you're aiming to be and even better. So I think it would be a good look, to be honest with you. But do I think it's going to happen? I don't think that's going to happen.
Eddie, great stuff, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy 4th to you and your family this weekend. Appreciate you being our guest on In the Herd.
All right, thank you, man. You too. Be safe out there.
That's my guy Eddie House joining us, NBA analyst, former NBA player, a walking bucket, Arizona State, and of course, a member of that Celtics championship team in 2008. Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Always good to have a great NBA conversation with Eddie House there, Doug. But we're actually going to turn our attention to baseball. That's right. Major League Baseball season, Doug. It's fully underway. And we had a little bit of drama between the Mariners and the Angels. A little bit of a fight action, bit of a brawl, some ejections. But another interesting under-the-radar story that unfolded was the Dodgers getting a win in extra innings, taking 2 out of 3 against the Braves. But it was an emotional weekend for Freddie Freeman as he returned to Atlanta for the first time since winning the World Series and then signing with the Dodgers in free agency. Taking note of that situation, this is what his teammate Clayton Kershaw had to say about Freeman's homecoming weekend to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It was very cool to see Freeman's reception on Friday night. He's obviously been a big contributor for our team, and I hope we're not second fiddle. It's a pretty special team over here, too. I think whenever he gets comfortable over here, he'll really enjoy it. So it was a good night for him on Friday.
That's a weird... It's a weird... It was... It feels like this is a, hey, that was great. Okay? You guys all made nice and everybody... But now you're a Dodger. They're the enemy. Tom, and for people who don't know, this is almost the first comments of any kind I can remember of Clayton Kershaw. Like, the only other thing he said this year was that when he, you know, his first start of the season, when he had a perfect game and he got taken out after 80 pitches, like, he was like, do I wish I could go? But I was good. I'm done. Right? Like, that's the only, he doesn't say anything. And now he's not calling out his new teammate, but that did feel like a bit of a warning of, hey, that's fine, but we're done with the feel goods for the Atlanta Braves now. Did you get that too?
Yeah, so, totally. And it, as someone who rarely ever says anything, when he does speak out like this, you know that he's actually speaking his mind for exactly what it is. There's no other ulterior motives happening. He's very much like a, hey, by the way, you're one of us now, and that's a team that we're going to have to go up against in the NL in the postseason later this year if we hope to get back and win another World Series. So, okay. I hope you close the door on that officially, and we're sort of all done with this, you know, all the tears and all of the love, and it's time for you to remain a Dodger. And I do think Kershaw, in some respect, has a hard time relating to something to that effect because he's only played for one team his entire career.
Sure, that's reasonable. And look, Freddie had only played for one team too,
right?
But I thought it was all good, and I understand, but I do think that was, he knew what he was talking about. There's a reason he said it, and he's the one guy who can say it.
Oh, totally. 100%. So I'm sure it'll end up being a nothing, but it was certainly a something this weekend and very much intentional on Kershaw's part. All right, let's turn our attention to the NFL here, Doug. Colin Kaepernick returned to the NFL spotlight somewhat in late May when he had a workout with the Las Vegas Raiders. Everything had been mostly silent on the Kaepernick front since that workout without a deal coming about. And when he was asked about that workout, Warren Sapp had some interesting comments about Colin Kaepernick's time with the Raiders.
I mean, do you see Kaepernick coming back? I mean, he tried out with the Raiders recently, but I heard the tryout wasn't all that great.
I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how the hell this happened and the tape didn't get out, right?
So
now it should be pointed out that I believe Kaepernick's agent came out and was like, hey, why don't you talk to somebody within the Raiders?
Well, that's exactly right. Yes.
This is another case, though, of like, look, do you think the league wouldn't want he worked out for them. The world didn't spin off its axis, you know. Derek Carr said all the right things. They said all the right things, but there was never any discussion of a contract or a callback, whatever. I'm guessing Warren Sapp, I don't know if it was a disaster. I think it's reasonable to think he's probably more right than he is wrong. You know, it's like, look, we did it. He wasn't a great workout guy to begin with. He had never really taken that next step as a quarterback. And that's one of the reasons he was replaced before, because of injury. He became the starter at the end of his run with the San Francisco 49ers. But he hadn't played quarterback in 6 years, and it's not like he was working with one of these quarterback gurus to be ready for the workout. I think it's expected that it was bad, and I think the fact that there is no tape, there has been no further discussions, nor there have been any other teams, tells you all you need to know.
Yes, and to follow up with what you were saying, Kaepernick's agent, Jeff Nally, sent a text message to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. I guess Warren didn't talk to the general manager or the head coach. I spoke with their GM several times, and he said they all thought Cap was in great shape and threw the ball really well and encouraged any team to call about him and ask about the workout, and he would tell them the same. I'm surprised Warren would say that because it's not true. You would think he would want Cap on a team. Very similar to what you were saying. I think this could be true. I'm sure Kaepernick's agent did talk to people within the Raiders, and they probably gave him high praise for however that workout turned out. But it very clearly couldn't have been that impressive of a workout, or otherwise he would have been given a deal. And the fact that his agent's having to put out there, well, why doesn't anyone else call the Raiders and ask them how it went? You can't be lobbying for a job that hard. Your work should speak for itself at that point.
Well, I'm sure somebody has called the Raiders.
Fair.
Right?
Also fair.
Stands reason somebody has called the Raiders. So, look, I'm a firm believer of this, that what Tony Romo said is when he retired was accurate. Football's a meritocracy, right? And if that dude was good enough and was ready, he would have a job. And he doesn't. And look, he didn't do himself any favors saying, you know, he'll come in as a backup, but eventually wants to be a starter. Like, okay, dude. But I think if the workout went great, he would be on somebody else's roster right now.
Totally fair. And we'll wrap it up with this. Sticking with the NFL, we know things can change very quickly in the league, Doug. After a surprising run to the Super Bowl where the Bengals came up just short against the Rams, Cincinnati has already sold out their season tickets, informing fans that the wait list has begun for the 2022 season. Prior to this year, the Bengals were one of only 13 teams in the league that did not have a wait list for their season tickets. But all that's changed after a couple of seasons with Joe Burrow.
That's nuts. I mean, I actually got to do play-by-play for Compass Media Networks. And the first game I did was the Saints versus the Bengals. This is going the year before he came there, right? The Saints didn't punt the entire day. Like, people forget, the Bengals' offense wasn't that bad. Their defense was atrocious. It was, up until I think the last 2 weeks of that season, the worst in the history of the NFL in terms of yards allowed. Just a sieve. They fixed all that in short order. This turnaround is nothing short of remarkable. And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, it's a build-up towards 4th of July, which is next Monday, right? So you got 4th of July weekend, which means cookouts, gatherings. It's all part of our best for last. It's next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
done.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks so much. For those of you nationally, get a chance to listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show. After this show, locally, I know 570 LA, you got Rogan and Rodney coming up. But like, regardless, we are staring down 4th of July weekend, and you have the build up to it. And this is like, in terms of perfect weekends, when you have the holiday on a Monday, so most of you, everybody's off on Monday, and then a lot of you are going to be off on Tuesday, so you got the holiday weekend. I can't imagine traffic, let alone flying on Friday, but traffic trying to get somewhere. Still, you got to load up the fridge, the freezer. You got to prepare for the cookout. Now, keep in mind, this is a big distinction. There's a difference between a cookout and a barbecue now. Barbecue involves barbecuing, not cooking things on the grill. Cooking outside, cookout. Also, a really good fast food chain in the Carolinas called The Cookout. You guys ever been there? Oh, it's really good. It's really, really, really good. But we thought that would allow us to have a great best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for best for last.
Okay, so here's the idea of the best for last for today, okay? 4th of July must-haves, okay? 5 4th of July must-haves. Now, Ellie Fontman says, hey, Doug, or at Gottlieb Show on Twitter, he's got potato salad on there. He's got baked beans. He's got burgers. Some type of sausage, hot dog, polo sausage, kielbasa. And he's got ribs, spare ribs. That is number one overall. Let's start with potato salad and coleslaw. If you have those on your lists become irrelevant. It doesn't mean you can't have coleslaw or potato salad. But if you ever said, does anyone know anyone who goes like, I don't really need anything else. Just load me up with a bunch of coleslaw and potato salad. Again, there are certain types of potato salad I do like. Most of them I do not. Not a big mayonnaise guy. I know there's mustard-based potato salad. But that's not even the point. The point is, Does anybody request it? There'll be people who say, I just want ribs. There'll be people who say, I just want hot dogs. Or, I just want a burger. No one will say, hey, I just want a plate full of. And even baked beans, which I love. I love baked beans. But baked beans are like an additive. You know? Like, honestly, if you have baked beans and you mix them with a little potato salad and a little coleslaw, throw a little some sort of brisket in there, like one bite, all goes to one place, great. But it's not a must-have item. You can survive without potato salad. You can survive without baked beans. Okay, so my list. And this has been an evolving list since earlier. And just so you guys know, since the show meeting, this list has evolved. I believe that the first thing you need at a cookout, first thing, I mean, the fifth is cold beer, right? I hope wherever you are, it's going to be sunny and hot. You don't even have to be a beer guy and you can do the, well, you know, I'm going to take a Truly or a, White Claws, right? Or the, are they High Noons? Is that what they are? High Noons? High Noons are solid. A little Black Cherry High Noon, solid. But let's do cold beer as number five. Frankly, I think some sort of flavored seltzer is a four. Again, moving ahead of cold beer because it plays to dudes will walk around with a White Claw too. Don't act like I'm not. It's not as it's not Zima level, but it's in that discussion. We'll do cold seltzer, okay? Spiked seltzer. And now you got to get to the food. You have to have burgers. You have to have dogs. You can have, and I'm with you. I don't like hot dogs as much as I like bratwurst. But this is America. You got to have a dog and you got to have a burger. And the rest of it doesn't matter. But that's not the number one thing you need at a cookout. No, it's not the tunes. You need tunes as well. It's not the American flags. Those are, you know, decorations. You need those. Okay, the number one thing you need, is watermelon, right? Now, watermelon is the hardest to find, but cold beer, cold seltzer, burgers, dogs, and look, even if you don't like the dogs, it just smells right, it sounds right, it figures out, burgers, dogs, okay? We'll put those, we'll put those together. We'll put watermelon too, and then it's as American as apple pie, don't you? Okay, so you have some sort of refresher with your drink, some sort of refreshment with your fruit. You have something salty, savory with the burger and the dogs. And then the number one thing you need is it's American as apple pie. That's the list. Ryan Music, would you like to pick holes in that list of things you need?
Well, I was going to be concerned about you leaving apple pie with a little bit of vanilla ice cream off the list, but you made up for it with a last-minute audible there.
That's a la mode, which is acceptable.
Acceptable, right? Yes, yeah. It is permissible and acceptable. One thing that I'm always a big fan of at a good cookout is chips and dip. Just a good old potato chip with some type of like sour cream and onion or some kind of spinach dip or whatever kind of dip you want to go with.
Salsa?
Yeah, you could do tortilla chips with salsa. But you got to have some type of little finger food appetizer action when you crack that first cold beer open.
Okay. I mean, it's fair. I mean, I was only given five things. So I just don't think you can have a cookout without those five things.
See, I would go... The hot dogs can just be completely left on the store shelf for me. I am not a hot dog guy.
You go bratwurst?
I would go bratwurst, yeah. But if I had the burger, I could be good with just the burger and the chips and dip to substitute. Because you got to have something. But while the stuff's on the grill and cooking.
Well, that's a watermelon. The watermelon and the cold drink.
I don't know. I need some salty to go with my cold drink. I don't know if I can do the watermelon and a cold drink. It's just too much cold refreshment at once.
It's fair. I mean, honestly, the watermelon acts like a refreshment when you're having the burger, having the dog.
That's also fair.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the watermelon. You regularly go to the watermelon.
I go the first possible chance at going to the watermelon in the store, I go. And I'm always... Like, every time I do it, I'm kicking myself. Like, too early in the season, but it doesn't matter, right? Like, a bad watermelon is better than good most anything else. So, and I think I have a pretty good game in terms of picking the watermelon. You know, looking for a flat spot.
Yeah.
You know, looking for that little yellow, thumping it. My thumping technique is pretty solid. But let's be honest, it's a crapshoot. I mean, it's harder to find than a quality quarterback in the NFL draft this year. It's really hard to find a perfect watermelon. Do we have any other omissions?
We got Jay Stu here.
You know, you lose me with the cold seltzer, Doug. I was born after or before 1995, so I can't be with you with the seltzer. And as American as apple pie is,
yeah,
I think not having a hot dog is just boldly un-American.
I had hot dogs on my list.
No, I'm talking about music here. He okay. said he could do without hot dogs.
Yeah, I can do without the hot
dogs.
I would
make the argument that that's un-American. That's a slap to the face of America on July the 4th. I don't think I'm inviting music to my July 4th gathering. Sorry.
I don't think he was coming anyway, but that's okay. I'm just going to sit out there, you know. I mean, do we have to do the vegan hot dogs now? No.
Just go without the dogs at that point.
Yeah, this is one of those like, hey, look, if you're a vegan, sorry, just eat the watermelon and drink a White Claw and you're good. I hear you on the hard seltzer conversation, Jay Stu. I do. I hear you loud and clear. But I also tell you, like, I like good hard seltzer, but I also like good cold beer. Now, my beers I would not do domestic. I would do Mexican beer. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
I know, but we're saying like American.
Yeah, hold
like
on,
we have
Jay,
to get American
so you're
beer.
Trying to come at me for hot dogs, and you're not even going to drink American beer on 4th of July?
But I mean, Corona and Modelo, they're made here. I mean, if we want to get technical,
no,
and you can't not have
please.
That in the cooler. Ever.
Dos Equis? All right. We'll leave this up for discussion. We'll have more 4th of July discussion tomorrow. All right. So look, news of the day is Kyrie asked for has been granted a chance. Hey, dude. Go out and see what your market value is. And there's an old adage in business. You know what you're worth? What someone will pay you. And so Kyrie is essentially making himself a free agent and offering the possibility of somebody giving up pieces to get him. And if nobody wants that, that should tell you how the league views him. And I don't believe any of it has anything to do with his God-given talent with a basketball in his hands. You know, there's questions about his defense. Does he actually like to pass? But it's all about all that other stuff, which at some point people roll their eyes and go like, I'm good. Fascinating times. All right, back tomorrow. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.